Today is Friday, March 27th. We're breaking down the latest numbers to help highlight the impact of the new coronavirus, from how the U.S. is leading in a way we don't want, to which area is now considered the newest hotspot. Plus, a few other things going on, including a first for the new Space Force, a new job for the Duchess of Sussex, and a heartwarming change of heart. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with the United States reaching a grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. The country has now reported more cases of COVID-19 than any other nation. More than 85,000 Americans have reportedly tested positive. That's more than China, where the virus originated, and other hard-hit areas like Italy. Though keep in mind, in the U.S., far more people recover from the virus than die from it. In total, around the world, more than 500,000 people have been infected and more than 24,000 have died. And another sobering statistic. On just one day this week, New York City received more than 6,400 medical 911 calls. That's the highest ever in the city. And yes, that surpasses the previous record set on September 11th, 2001. And hospitals in New York City are overwhelmed. The New York Times says the intensive care beds in NYC hospitals are expected to be full by today. But New York will be getting some help. It hopes to build at least one new facility with 1,000 beds in each of New York City's five boroughs and surrounding counties. Also, a Navy hospital ship called the Comfort is scheduled to leave Virginia for New York City tomorrow. It, too, will provide space so hospitals can make more room for new COVID-19 patients. And another Navy ship, the Mercy, was already dispatched to the port of Los Angeles earlier this week. Both ships are equipped with 1,000 hospital beds each and adequate medical equipment. Meanwhile, millions of masks are turning up all over the country as people look for and find old stockpiles or other suppliers of masks. Remember, there's a serious shortage right now. For example, investment companies have found and donated masks they had from previous epidemics or that they've been able to gather from clients. And a healthcare union said it found 39 million masks from a private distributor in Pennsylvania. So far, we know the vast majority of American COVID-19 cases have been reported in the New York City area. But there's another hot spot emerging in the Deep South. Louisiana's known case count jumped from about 500 cases on Wednesday to more than 2,300 just yesterday. One study found that's the fastest growth of new cases in the world. The state's governor says if cases continue to rise at this pace, they'll be on par with Spain and Italy, where healthcare systems are so overwhelmed, more patients are dying than recovering. Some medical experts are blaming Mardi Gras. It brought more than 1 million partiers into the New Orleans area late last month, and right now about half of Louisiana's cases come from New Orleans. Neighboring states like Texas are also taking notice. The governor there mandated a 2-week quarantine for travelers coming to Texas from New Orleans or from the New York City area. And now President Trump has some new protocols in mind, saying different things are needed for different states. He told governors he now plans to label certain counties as high, medium, or low risk. This way, the federal government can help monitor the spread. President Trump says it will help states make their own decisions about how strict they should make social distancing orders and for how long they should last. The latest unemployment numbers broke records and not in a good way. 3.3 million people applied for jobless benefits last week. That's the biggest jump in history, almost five times the previous record set in 1982. And it's a huge downswing because just last month, the U.S. unemployment rate was at a 50-year low. We know the change is a sign of layoffs caused by the coronavirus shutting down so many businesses, and some economists have said it'll only get worse next month. But the number is also high because a lot more people are now eligible for benefits. For the first time, freelancers, self-employed, and gig workers, like Uber and Lyft drivers, can apply for unemployment benefits. They'll get even more help when the $2.2 trillion relief bill goes into effect, and that should be soon. Remember, it passed unanimously in the U.S. Senate earlier this week. The measure includes billions of dollars for struggling businesses, a boost to unemployment insurance, direct cash payments to most Americans, and more. Today, it goes up for a vote in the U.S. House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it has strong bipartisan support and it will likely pass. Already, Congress's quick action on that bill helped the stock market rebound. The S&P 500 had its best 3-day run since 1933, and the relief package is not the only reason. G20 leaders announced yesterday they're injecting $5 trillion into the global economy. The world lost two legendary entertainers this week. First, actor Mark Blum died from complications of COVID-19. He's known for roles in Crocodile Dundee and Desperately Seeking Susan, but more recently he was on HBO's Succession and the Netflix series You. Blum was 69. Also yesterday, Fred Curley Neal, one of the most famous Harlem Globetrotters, passed away. He played for the Globetrotters from the 60s to the 80s. The team retired his number 22 jersey back in 2008, but he continued to make appearances. So far, details have not been released about how he died. Curley Neal was 77. Well, heads up, severe weather is expected to hit much of the U.S. today. ABC News reports a big storm system is moving through the middle of the country. It could bring severe weather to places like Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri tonight. Tomorrow, the same system is forecast to move into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, possibly bringing flooding with it. And further south, from Texas to Florida, a heat wave is on tap for today and tomorrow. CNN reports dozens of records could be broken. Florida will see temps in the 90s, while parts of Texas will inch towards the triple digits. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor this week, Native. Have you tried it yet? Native deodorant is safe with only ingredients you've actually heard of, and it works. Plus, with more than 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonals, you'll definitely find a scent you love. My favorite is still coconut and vanilla, but I like several of them, and it's always fun to switch it up. I use it every day, and I'm not alone. 9,000-plus people have left 5-star reviews for Native deodorant. Native also offers other products like body wash, which I also use, and they're excited for the relaunch of their natural toothpaste line. So go check it all out because there's no risk to try. There's free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now back to the news. The U.S. Space Force conducted its first national security mission this week when its new communications satellite was launched into orbit. Space.com reports this satellite will provide jam-proof communications, including real-time video, between U.S. leaders and deployed military forces. There are already similar satellites orbiting the Earth, but this was the first one launched under the newly formed Space Force, which Congress approved in December. The Space Force partnered with private company United Launch Alliance to blast the satellite into space. Speaking of communications, the internet is slowing down in the U.S. and Europe. We've talked about this before, and maybe you've even felt it. But now reports say the average time to download videos, emails, and documents went up, that in some cities, a broadband speed testing service found download speeds dropped between 20 and 40%. Of course, all the people staying in to obey stay-at-home orders is likely to blame. There's all the people working from home, and all the kids doing online classes, and of course, many people are passing the time by streaming shows and movies. To keep up, internet providers like Verizon and AT&T are building more cell sites, which will basically strengthen networks. They're also doing some upgrades that will hopefully speed things up. Also, digital companies like Slack and Zoom are seeing record numbers of users and new subscribers. VentureBeat says another one seeing a huge spike is called House Party. It basically allows you to video chat, play games, and more, all with your friends and all virtually. Its daily downloads are now 25 times what they were just last month. There are two virtual charity events to tell you about. The first is happening tomorrow. The streaming platform Twitch is hosting a 12-hour-long benefit called Stream Aid 2020. It'll feature celebrity guests like Diplo and Charlie Puth, as well as lots of music and a little bit of gaming. It starts at noon Eastern time. Then Sunday, Elton John is holding a benefit as well. It's called the iHeart Living Room Concert for America, and it's happening on Fox. Deadline reports big stars like Billie Eilish, Mariah Carey, and the Backstreet Boys are all performing, and all from their homes. The benefit starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, is partnering with Disney. She'll be narrating the documentary film Elephant, which follows a herd of African elephants as they migrate in search of food and water. This will be the first project for the Duchess of Sussex since stepping back from her royal duties. And it's all for a good cause. Mashable reports the film will benefit the nonprofit Elephants Without Borders. It's supposed to be released on Disney Plus next Friday. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. I used to eat cereal as a kid, but stopped because of all the sugar. Now there is another option. Magic Spoon tastes amazing with flavors like fruity and frosted. And get this, it has 12 grams of protein and only 3 net grams of carbs. So try it out. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code NEWSWORTHY for free shipping. Okay, so today's story is about people changing minds, forgiving, and coming together. NBC News reports when a man sent anti-Muslim tweets to a political candidate in Virginia, that candidate, who is Muslim, decided not to get angry, but instead do something kind. He donated to the man's GoFundMe campaign, helping him out with medical debt, and then he asked his social media followers to donate as well. And it worked. The GoFundMe account raised $22,000 more than the goal. Before long, the same man who had sent those mean tweets was sending a thoughtful apology and even asked to meet the candidate. The two came together, took a picture, and posted it on social media, calling each other friends. The man admitted to NBC News that he sent the tweets but said he's now embarrassed and this new experience has reopened his eyes. He admits his beliefs were wrong and he's ready to learn more. All right, thank you so much for listening. And as always, you can read more about all the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com and click episodes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend. Hey, it's Erica here again. Before you go, I want to tell you about another really great podcast you can listen to this weekend and beyond, and it's called The Jordan Harbinger Show. My friend Jordan is here to tell us a little bit about it, and I'll just say, Jordan, you really get well-known people to be super candid in your conversations, and that's really rare.
Thanks. Yeah, I work really hard on the interviews. I prep for like 20 hours. Recently, we had Gavin DeBecker. He was... Well, back in the day, he was Oprah's bodyguard. Now he's Jeff Bezos' head of security. And his book, The Gift of Fear, is about how to hone your sixth sense for danger. So right now, a lot of people are afraid of the boogeyman or of nothing or of things that are never going to happen or just of everything, regardless. And what Gavin's talking about is why this is actually just noise that's blocking our ability to be, I guess you would say, to have fear signal us to the right things. So he teaches us in this episode of The Jordan Harbinger Show how to discover these red flags that signify someone is likely an abuser, a con artist, a predator, and what we can do to protect ourselves from people who mean us harm instead of just being either afraid of everybody or listening to the noise of social manners and politeness and not being afraid of anyone, which can get us in trouble.
All right, go check it out. We will link directly to that episode in our show notes. It's called The Jordan Harbinger Show. All right, have a great weekend.